You're listening to Magic From Wherever I'm At with your host, the magician, time traveler, and charmer, D'Artagnan.
All right. Welcome to another edition of the podcast, a much protracted and delayed edition of the podcast. Today, episode 148. If you don't have it, you don't miss it. And today is all about something I read Seth Godin write about on Medium.com. And it was part and parcel of something he wrote in his book, The Practice, which we have covered on different episodes of the podcast. And today's episode is all about good taste, which is tragically absent in the magic community, either among professional performers or the magic fans that occupy so large a percentage of the magic community, the so-called magic community. And when I read The Practice, and I read this different version that Seth put on Medium.com, they sort of dovetail. Much of it's the same, but it's all something I agree with and something I think which needs to be built up. And that is that good taste is, in fact, a skill. And so Seth's, some of the what he says here in his writing, it says that good taste is magical. It's a form of leadership. It gives you leverage to help define the culture, to lead our understanding of what's important and what's next. Where does good taste come from? Sometimes it's unexamined or accidental, which leads people to imagine it's some sort of talent. It's not. It's a skill. It comes from domain knowledge, from persistence, and from caring about your audience and the impact of your work. And I like to emphasize these things here. It comes from domain knowledge. So how much do you actually know about magic, its history, the people that came up with the stuff that you're using, why they made it that way, right? Everything. How deep is your magic knowledge? And with most magicians, it's tragically shallow. It's really shallow, in fact, in most cases. They're simply learning a few tricks, calling themselves a magician, right? But they have no real domain knowledge. And then persistence. Keep working. How much work has actually gone into the stuff you're performing? Again, in most cases, it's almost none compared to the amount that should be put into it. And then last, but certainly not least, and more likely first and foremost, is actually caring about your audience and the impact of your work, which is what my book, The Secret Gate, was basically all about. It came from a place of caring about my audience and the impact my work was having on my audience. And so if you haven't read my book, The Secret Gate, yet, tisk tisk, you should be ordering a copy and reading now, because that is where you need to be headed. Now, Seth goes on to say here, when we expose ourselves to what has come before and create a reasonably safe perch to cycle our work, imagining, shipping, learning, repeating, then we set ourselves up to develop the skill. So he says here, when you're involved in the actual process, when you're actually working, when you're actually trying to become better, you're imagining, right? You're imagining, you're shipping. That means you're putting work out into the world. You're then learning through feedback and iteration. And then you're repeating that process. You set yourselves up to develop good taste. And of course, most magicians don't do any of that. At least people calling themselves, I prefer to call them tricksters. He says, good taste, like all skills, is hard to earn and worth it. Magic should be something special, but so-called magicians, people I refer to as tricksters, treat it so with such triviality and such almost contempt. They're doing the absolute gutter form of it. They're doing these cheap tricks, you know, on TikTok or whatever the hell. And it's just garbage, straight garbage. There's no real imagining, shipping, learning, and repeating. And so Seth nails it here. You have to develop good taste. And how do you develop good taste? By doing the work. Something that has been one of the threads throughout this entire podcast. And that's the main thing, is you have to be in the game in order to develop that skill. Is you have to try it out, it be bad, learn from that, repeat, you know, improve and repeat through iteration. That's where street performing has been so valuable for myself personally, though certainly not everybody I've seen street perform. It gives you a place to be bad so that you can iterate and learn. And that's really what led to my going down the path of what I call the secret gate. Why I wrote my book is because I realized that what we called magic was not actual magic. It was just trickery. And trickery was the cheapest gutter form of so-called quote-unquote magic. And so through discovering that, and realizing something Henning Nelms had said in his book, I had to take it in a new direction, in a different direction. And I had to care about the audience more and care about the impact of my work more. And that's where developing taste comes from. If I look back on my sort of all the things I've seen in magic, most of them are just absolutely terrible. Like really, really bad. Like just to give a few examples without sort of shaming anybody, right? That's not the goal here. The goal is to illuminate.
I hope you've enjoyed this teaser of Magic from Wherever I'm At. To listen to this entire episode and the entire series of more than 150 other episodes, go over to magicfromwherever.com/podcast. That's magicfromwherever.com/podcast.
Tired of being a trickster, are you not?